Hey guys, let's talk about a couple of tequilas that I really think are underrated and just aren't talked about enough. One of those is Agritona. It only comes out as a Reposado. Made Nam 1533 in Los Altos region. Female master distiller, Millie Barajas. They are making a great tequila. Stone oven, Highland agaves, roller mill, open spontaneous fermentation, and using some old whiskey barrels. 80 proof repo. I love the bottle and the presentation, and I want to go ahead and have this one. I want to have it alongside another tequila that is coming out of the same NOM, owned by Todd and Chad Botteroff, TC Craft Tequila. This is a tequila that is very well made, same master distiller, Millie Barajas. Island agaves, stone oven, roller mill, spontaneous fermentation, whiskey barrels. And the palates between these two are different. By the same master distiller, Lagratona, I think you can find it around $49. And the TC Craft Reposado from their website's coming in at $49.99. And they have some great deals to where if you purchase so many bottles, you get free shipping. All of their tequilas are fantastic. Definitely one to check out. They're from Nashville, Tennessee, and I know they have pretty good distribution. And the Lagratona has good distribution. I can actually pick it up right here in the Indianapolis area. I've never tried these two side by side, so let's dive into both of them. And I'd like to kind of review them both at the same time and talk about them a little bit. Wow, this has got a great cooked agave smell. It's a little citrus to it. Some citrus. I pick up a little bit of melon. And it really has a little bit of a spicy smell right in the nose. So let's compare that to the TC Craft Repo. There's a great cooked agave smell as well, but I get a little more barrel notes on this one. I get a little more of an oak and musty smell. Really nice cooked agave. And this one is has a lot more minerality and has a lot more vegetal smell. Or I can pick up more of a green type vegetable smell with this one. So let's give this one a taste here. The Lagratona has a nice bite, a nice sweetness, very easy to drink. This is a very light Blanco. This is really approachable as well, but with a lot of flavors. And then it gets a nice heat in the back, a little hint of cinnamon, a little hint of almost like a jalapeno pepper. That's a really nice finish and a nice flavor. Sweetness really picked up on that one. And then I get a little bit of a lime and a little bit of brininess and a little bit more minerality in that second taste of that one. This is very good. I forgot how good it is. I'll have to refill this bottle. This one also has a little bit of vanilla and it's a little floral as well, but I'm not picking up a lot of barrel notes, even though it's a repo. Now it's very light repo. So let's dive into the TC Craft Reposado. That smells so good. On the mouthfeel, it's a little bit thicker. It's a little bit creamier. And I do pick up just a hint of caramel within that agave. And I get a little bit more vanilla and a nice sweetness. The sweetness of the two are pretty much the same. The finish is longer in the TC Craft and really kind of lights up in the back with a little bit more pepper and a little hint of spice, maybe cinnamon, and a touch of anise in that finish as well. In that cooked agave and that minerality, I'm picking up a little bit of pedrichor, just a hint of just wet rain. There's a little more anise in that second taste. So it gives you a nice balance between the sweetness and a little bit of bitterness. That's really good. As a $49, I think both of them $49, Reposados are really amazing. Crafted, again, by Millie Barajas. I think almost all of the distillery, if I'm not mistaken, are all run by women. It's pretty cool to have this kind of diversification within Mexico, making a great tequila. And both of these tequilas are very approachable. And I've noticed a lot of times when I have tequilas that are made by a female master distiller, there's a little bit more approachableness to them. Why these aren't talked about more, I have no idea. Like I said, to me, these are two incredibly underrated brands from the same distillery. So definitely check these out. I'll put their websites up here, one on each side, if I can fit them on the screen. So Google TC Craft or Lagratona and try these out. These are phenomenal. Thanks for tuning in. Have a fantastic weekend.